This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people, including 18 children. The strikes came as the United States is on track to approve billions of dollars of additional military aid to Israel, as AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Bulldozers move across the rubble of a destroyed building, searching for more victims from Israel's latest airstrikes on Rafah. The first strike killed a man, his wife and their three-year-old child. The second killed over a dozen children and two women, all from the same family. AP footage showed a man peeling back the top of a body bag to reveal the face of one of the deceased. Upon seeing the victim's face, another man bursts into cries of grief. Resident Rami Mikdad told the AP that the strikes were so powerful that the bodies from one of the struck buildings flew onto the streets covered in rubble. The strikes come as the U.S. approved billions of dollars of military aid to Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would, quote, further ruin Ukraine. The House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans banded together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president, who had warned that Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding, praised American lawmakers for their decision. The Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to Ukraine, quote, expected and predictable, and warned it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. This is VOA News.